ServiceNow had their Financial Analyst Day for 2021 last week, May 10th. They have it just like every year at the outset of their conference. Knowledge 21 is a digital experience this year. That also started, kicked off on May 11th with content readily available, a lot of sessions, keynotes, things of that nature. Now, there's a lot of key takeaways from the Financial Analyst Day, just like there is every single year, just like there are when they release their earnings. So I'll take a few minutes, cover some of the things that stood out and why it matters for customers, specifically those that have renewals coming up, say within the next year. A lot of you have perhaps renewals at the end of this year, aligning it to ServiceNow's year end. So let's just jump into it. Number one, they obviously reinforced the fact that the end of 2020, fiscal 2020, which again, their revenue was a little over $4 billion, $4.3 billion. They mentioned the fact that that represented 32% growth year over year. They're expecting fiscal 21 revenue to come in at about $5.5 billion. But this is where it gets interesting. They made a note to say in fiscal 24, so 3 years, they're going to reach $10 billion in revenue. They put that marker out there. And they noted that they're going to be a $15 billion company by fiscal year 2026. So that's a pretty significant ramp if you think about the simple fact that they're going to finish this year 5.5. They're going to almost grow $10 billion in 5 years. So how are they doing that? This is where it becomes important. This is where customers need to pay attention. They make it a point to say that organic growth, the drivers for that, it's land and expand. Okay, that's a very common slide, in whether it's Salesforce or any of these vendors. This is common. So obviously land, they're going to continue to add new customers. Expand. It's going to come in many different forms. They're going to grow their existing deployments wall to wall. So in other words, they're going to have growth, right? That's the whole game. Once you start to roll out, the likelihood of growth is going to accelerate in most instances. The other way that they're going to expand their revenue is through cross-selling. In other words, pushing more products into their customers' portfolio. And to give you a perspective, 87% of the deals include three or more products. In fact, five or more products are within 65% of the deals that closed in 2020. Okay, so they're clearly penetrating from a perspective of multiple deals that have multiple products. That's the key, right? Once you're in, they're going to continue to cross-sell and push more products. Obviously, as they develop and add products to their portfolio, those will be ones that they'll certainly want to continue to push. The other area for expansion, the way that they're going to reach $10 billion by 24 and $15 billion by 20, fiscal year 26, upsell, right? Upsell to premium SKUs. So if you take this and you look and you drill down, this is all about how do we convert our customers, specifically like the ITSM customers or their CSM customers, or any of them for that matter, to the more robust pro additions. In fact, for ITSM and CSM, they actually rolled out enterprise-level SKUs, more robust. Those were launched at the outset of fiscal 2021. And I fully expect and are already seeing an aggressive push to continue to get even a jump to enterprise versus pro. And the way they're going to do that, they're going to continue to talk about the fact that the artificial intelligence, machine learning capabilities that come with these pro SKUs is the reason you need to adopt, right? Efficiencies, ROI associated with that. If you look at their presentation, there's some key facts around where they currently sit. From an ITSM pro perspective, only 20% penetration. So, and then for CSM, only 30% of their base are on the CSM Pro SKU. From a where they want to go perspective, they want to have 55% of their ITSM customers in the Pro SKU and 20% in the Enterprise SKU, and then 25% sitting in standard. So in other words, how are they going to get to those revenue growth numbers and fund upselling? They're going to push and penetrate and move more organizations, not just to more products, but the products, elevating them to the more robust, more costly additions. They also talk about the simple fact that when you look at the opportunity out there, okay, you look at the size from a spend perspective of their customer base, they currently have roughly a little over 1,000 customers, 1,093, that are spending $1 million or more on an annual basis. Now, they've put out there that in order to get to the $10 billion number in 2024, they need to grow that number of customers that are paying $1 million or more a year up to 2,000 plus. That's 83% growth. So obviously, more product, more spend, more robust additions, i.e. upselling, more spend. This is how they're going to do it. And so if you're a customer and you're considering adding products, if you're considering adding more products and you know that that means your annual spend is going to clip over $1 million, there's levels of importance that comes with that. If you are considering pro or enterprise editions of products, ITSM, CSM, there's leverage that comes with that. But they also noted the fact that, look, this isn't it. For them, from just their pure existing customer base, the total ACV potential, they put it out there. It's right in the slide presentation. You can find it online. They look at it as a 5X growth opportunity. They're looking at their current customer base. You that are listening to this call, they look at that base and say, listen, for all of these reasons, growing the existing deployments, cross-selling, upselling, selling to new buyer centers, they look at their existing customers. They look at you and say, there's a 5X growth opportunity. In fact, they actually, if they expand it out even bigger, they look at it a 35X when you think about total available addressable market, TAM. And they're positioning themselves to go get this, right? To accelerate growth. They've put markers out there. So if you're an enterprise customer and you're considering net new products like SecOps, HRSD, any of their platform solutions, right? The creator workflows, things outside of the IT workflow, the customer workflows, again, CSM, the employee workflows, HRSD, they're growing their revenue on those work streams. They're going to continue to push for access to get adoption. They're going to continue to push to move, if you're already an ITSM customer, up the chain, if you will. But it's incredibly important that before you give what they need, meaning to get to where they've now marked they're going, they need to put appropriate commitments on the table for you. Not just the pricing and the discounting, flexibility, discounting structures so that as you grow, you're getting the benefits of that growth, volume discount structures, so that you have protections in place. How about investment dollars, dollars to unlock the value? They're accelerating their revenue growth. They're putting markers of essentially $10 billion in revenue growth over the next 5 years. And they've mapped it out very clearly how they're going to do that. So you need to understand as a customer what they want from you. And that's okay. There's significant value potentially that you will unlock through additional solutions or more robust additions. But they, again, need to give you what they should be giving you as a customer, not just a buyer of products. And if you're a net new customer, if you're considering ServiceNow, you absolutely need to ensure that you have assurances in place. You should have pricing pre-negotiated for some of those other products that you know clearly they're going to be pushing on you as soon as pen goes to paper on your first deal. So prepare yourselves. Look at this type of information. They're putting it all out there. They're showing you what they want and how they're going to go get it. Now you need to arm yourselves to ensure that you have what you need from them to make it truly win-win.